The Mishnah Berurah quotes one source for the chiyuv to say 100 brachos every day. The source from David HaMelech, but there's another source in the Gemara. And the Gemara says it's based on an asmachta on a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Ekev, Parshas Ekev. The pasuk says, Mo Hashem Elkech Hashem Meimach. What is Hashem asking of you? Ki'im hu'yiras Hashem. Only to have yiras Hashem. And the Gemara says that pasuk is a remez, as an asmachta for 100 brachos. Why? Alchi krimo ela mea. The word ma, mad, what? Sounds like mea, 100. That's a remez for 100 brachos every day. There are different shatim what that means. Some say that the word sounds like mea. Ma sounds like mea. Others say that pasuk has 100 letters in it. Now the pasuk only has 99 letters. So some say, yeah, we round off. That happens sometimes in halacha. You round off. The Torah Tmimah says that. Others say that no, since ma sounds like mea, that once you add the aleph to make it sound like mea, that makes it 100. So that's a remez for 100 brachos every day from that pasuk. So the question is, why is that pasuk the source of this asmachta? Nothing's by chance. Every Maimer Chazal means something, makes sense. So why is that pasuk the source in Chazal as an asmachta for 100 brachos every day? So I once heard Rav Twersky Shlita explain this. Now he said more than what I'm saying. I'm just saying part of what he explained. And that is that as follows. A person wants to develop Yerushalayim. So it's interesting. The first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says that if a person thinks about the fact that Hashem is always there and Hashem is watching, then miyad, then automatically, immediately, that's the lashon of the Ramah, miyad yagilav hayira, will have yira shemayim. The Ramah there was quoting from the Maror Nebuchim. So you see in the Ramah, a person has an awareness of Hashem that leads to yira shemayim. It's like natural. The reason why some people aren't always zocha to have such good yiras shemayim is because we are distracted and we get so focused on other things we're not so aware of Hashem. But just being aware of Hashem, once you do that, that's the real struggle. That's the real fight. Once you're aware of Hashem, the yiras shemayim follows basically automatically. There's a similar idea in the Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam's discussing why we have so many brachos. And he says, in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel and Dalet, that Chazar Masakein de Brachos, Kedei Liskor Haboro Tamid, to remember your Creator all the time. And the Rambam adds, Rav Twersky noted, Ule Yira Mimenu, and to fear Him as well. So the Rambam is saying that part of the reason why Chazal established saying so many brachos every day is because that helps you achieve Yira Shamayim. Saying the brachos helps you achieve Yira Shamayim. You're aware of Hashem. How do brachos make you aware of Hashem? So it's like this. It's very important. When you say a bracha, the most important words are Ato Hashem. To think about the fact that you're actually talking to someone. You're talking to another, to a being. You're talking to Hashem. And if you have that focus, and that brings you an awareness that Hashem is there, that's the pshat of the Rambam, that's the pshat of the Ramah, according to the Maror Nebuchim, that it's going to bring you to Yira Shamayim. This is a big yesod. A person focuses on having a little kavanah in his brachos, what the word ata means, he's going to have Yira Shamayim. So Rav Twersky said, that's the pshat. The pasuk in the Torah and Parashas Ekev, which Chazal say is the remez for 100 brachos every day, the pasuk is talking about Yiras Hashem. It's beautiful. So that's a beautiful remez, that if you say the 100 brachos every day, then taka, you'll get to this Yiras Hashem, if you say the 100 brachos every day with some kavana. It's automatic. It's miyad. The Ramah says in Siman Aleph from the Maror Nebuchim. This could be a very nice pshat in the other source for saying 100 brachos, for saying 100 brachos every day. A person wants to work on Yira Shamayim, he should work on having an awareness of Hashem in his life, and that comes through saying brachos with kavana, the kavana that you're talking to another being. You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.